Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So my wife and I were talking about how there is one thing that we've been married 4.5 years now that we've never did. We never did it in our marriage, and a lot of people have already done it by now. And so backstory, my wife Shelby and I have been together now 10 years, but we're married for 4.5. So we got married during COVID, and we were planning a big wedding, and it got moved a couple times and then canceled, and then we decided we were just going to get married. We wanted to be married, so we did a local elopement in the city. So it was just really small. It was me, my brother officiated, her sister, my son Chance, and the photographer, and that was it. It was awesome. We would have loved to have a big celebration with everybody, but just wasn't doable. So we were like, you know what? Let's just get married. We want to be together. That's it. So we did. And then what we did was we spent the weekend at a hotel downtown, and we just spent the weekend together. Walked around, went to dinner, enjoyed each other and being married for a couple days. But that's the thing that we never really did, is we never took a trip. We never took a honeymoon. Because then, you know, life gets busy. We both work so much. If we do travel, it's either for work or to see her family who still lives in Georgia. So we were talking about, we just never realized we never took a honeymoon outside of that weekend that we spent together. It was kind of a honeymoon on a budget. Especially because at that time, we had just moved back to Chicago and she had just started a new job. I was starting all over, still working part-time at the radio station. So we didn't really have money for a big honeymoon anyways, and then, you know, life gets away from you. It's just one of those things that we started talking about, how we never did that. But I do want to know if there's anyone else that took a honeymoon on a budget. Like, what was your budget honeymoon? Was it local? Did you travel somewhere and ended up doing it very cheaply? Did you do something that wasn't really expensive, but it was still kind of awesome? Or maybe it sucked. I don't know. But you did it on a budget. Honeymoon on a budget. This might also give somebody else some good ideas if you are getting married and you're like, we don't have money right now for a huge honeymoon. Maybe we'll save up for one, but maybe we can do something on a budget.
30 years ago, my husband and I got married and we went to Indiana Beach.
That's a great one. Indiana Beach is awesome. Also, 30 years ago compared to now, everything's a budget honeymoon. Awesome. That's a great idea, though. Thank you for calling. There's a lot of really great places in Indiana, Michigan City, all that stuff along Lake Michigan that are really great little local getaways. All right, Jocelyn, you got a a budget honeymoon idea that you guys did?
A zero-cost honeymoon? Well, not zero-cost. We got married in Canada, okay, where I'm from. Drove back to the suburbs of Chicago, where we were living. Stopped in Michigan City, just sort of looked around, did some stuff, came back, went to work on Monday.
Went to work on Monday. I know, it's kind of like you want the world to stop for a little bit, and it just doesn't. So sometimes you get caught up. So now, did you ever take like a different honeymoon?
Well, he divorced me. So
then you should go find that. Somebody else to take a trip with. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
I need to find someone else.
See, should have taken a honeymoon. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. Yeah. All right, Janae, real quick. What, you take a budget honeymoon?
Yeah, we did. So we live like in the Algonquin area.
Okay.
And we had a regular wedding, but then we were trying to save for a house, so we didn't want to do a big honeymoon.
Sure.
So we just went to St. Charles.
St. Charles is beautiful, and they have some resorts out there, too. Yeah.
So we stayed at the Hotel Baker, like a really old hotel there.
Yeah.
And we had stayed there a couple nights. We went for a nice Italian dinner. We had sushi another night. We hung out at some of the little bars there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, do you feel like, so I still want to take a trip of some kind. Do you ever feel that way?
So after 7 years being married, we went to Vegas together.
Okay, there you go. So we're 4.5 years in. So in the next 3 years, we'll have to take a trip on your timeline. The next thing we do here are going to be your Scotty McCreery tickets. Hang out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on US 99.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.